Not long ago, there were lots of good-paying factory jobs in Northeast Ohio, but the state has lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs in the past 4 years. Some business people and academics are trying to shape a new economy for the region. Their efforts could be symbolized by a little bird.
I need a sparrow. I need it.
A sparrow is an electrically charged three-wheel motorcycle that's fully covered in steel. It looks like a teardrop or maybe a gym shoe. David Ackerman isn't sure if he'd pick one in bright orange.
But look, there it goes. Look at it go. Is it the weirdest thing you've ever seen? I love it. It looks like something out of Sleeper. But it's very sleek and cool and futuristic.
Really
and
70?
Yeah.
While Ohio and other Midwestern states might have a tough time competing globally in the steel market, some economists believe innovative transportation is one way Ohio could build a foundation for a new economy. The state has put millions of dollars into fuel cell research. Honda is building hybrid cars in central Ohio. And newer companies are working to make auto engines cleaner and more efficient. Some of those business owners gathered with people from the community to discuss how transportation technology could be part of the region's future. Bob Chalfant of a company called ComSense spoke on the panel. He says the technology they're developing could have a huge impact.
Benefits to Cleveland are jobs. We figure the total market for pressure sensors for combustion applications is about $2.2 billion.
Chalfant's company expects to create 2,000 jobs in Cleveland. But if businesses like ComSense are going to girder the area's new economy, they're going to need educated employees for their high-tech manufacturing jobs. The problem is, many young educated folks are leaving the Midwest. Meredith Matthews is a public school teacher in inner-city Cleveland. She says they're trying to train students for these kinds of jobs, but they need direction from these new companies.
I teach in the third world, known as the Cleveland Public Schools. And I'm introducing myself so that if anybody needs kids, we got them. If you want to, you know, stop by and talk to me, I'll show you how to get kids. I'll show you how to get in the door.
Local universities and community colleges already have some research and training in fuel cell technology, but mechanic Phil Lane looks at Cleveland's poverty rate, the highest among all big cities in the nation, and wants these companies to start training kids even younger.
Of course, if we need to grab kids in the second and third grade, particularly in the very bad neighborhoods, before the neighborhood can get to the kid. And that's what we really need to do.
Lane says training poor children early would provide a real foundation for a new economy in Cleveland. Many communities that have lost their job base are starting similar conversations and searching for ways to fit into the global marketplace. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant.